The International Labor Organization yesterday issued a report saying 830 million women workers around the world do not have adequate maternity protection, and men often get no time off after their child's birth. The ILO's Maternity and Paternity Report reveals that while many countries have adopted the principles of protecting the rights of women at work after they give birth, implementation is often lacking. The report does show that more than half of the 185 countries surveyed have legislated for at least 14 weeks of maternity leave, and paternity leave for fathers is also on the increase. Stefana Leshinsky spoke to ILO expert Laura Adati. She told him why maternity leave is so important.
The report finds that there has been progress in maternity benefits around the world. Over the last 20 years, 185 countries analyzed show a trend towards legislation that are in line, more in line with international labor standards on maternity protection. There is also more support for workers with family responsibilities, with more countries having adopted paternity leave provisions. However, the report finds that 830 million women workers around the world still lack basic protection.
Why ILO considers so important to grant maternity and paternity protection at work?
Maternity protection is one fundamental labor right, which was for the first time adopted in 1919 when the ILO, the International Labour Organization, was created. Since then, three maternity protection conventions have been adopted and they've been ratified by 66 countries. However, we also find that beyond the ratification, these standards have had enormous influence, and virtually all the countries have adopted the principles of ILO standards. They have adopted maternity leave, with half of them providing maternity leave duration of at least 14 weeks. 45% even provide payment of two-thirds of previous earnings, and 58% finance maternity benefits through social insurance of public funds, which is essential to prevent discrimination and protect the situation of women in the labor market.